AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The militant with a British accent seen in Islamic State beheading videos has been identified by some news organizations as Mohammed Emwazi. At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked about the man dubbed Jihadi John.
At this point, I'm not in a position to either confirm or deny that the individual named in these reports is the individual that we're searching for.
The news outlet said Emwazi had been known to British intelligence services before he traveled to Syria in 2012. A teenager in Minnesota pleaded guilty to providing support to a foreign terrorist organization after he was stopped at a Minneapolis airport as he was trying to travel to Syria. The White House has decided against snubbing America's leading pro-Israel lobby and will send President Obama's national security advisor and UN ambassador to address its national policy conference. The White House is opposed to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress next week. National security advisor Susan Rice said the speech would be destructive. House Speaker John Boehner says the U.S. cannot agree to what he warned was a bad deal with Iran on its nuclear program.
That's destructive, and that's why it's so important for the American people to hear what Prime Minister Netanyahu has to say about the grave threats that we're facing.
Net neutrality is on the books.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. The item is carried.
The Federal Communications Commission voted to impose the toughest rules yet on broadband providers to prevent them from creating paid fast lanes and slowing or blocking web traffic. Critics say this will mean higher bills for consumers. Vandalism is being blamed for knocking out computers, cell phones, and landlines for hours in northern Arizona. It raises questions about the vulnerability of the nation's internet infrastructure. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 57 points. This is AP Radio News. On Capitol Hill, Senator John McCain says it's unconscionable that the Obama administration is balking at sending arms to the Ukrainians out of fear of doing so would provoke Vladimir Putin.
You tell me what he didn't want to do that he would have done if we had provided these people with the ability to defend themselves rather than be slaughtered by the most modern equipment that the Russians have.
Meantime, the government and the pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine are saying they are now taking part in a supervised pullback of heavy weapons from the front line in eastern Ukraine. High school principal Joshua Romano in Winchendon, Massachusetts, says cyberbullies who targeted some of his students are worse than the insurgents he fought in Iraq. Romano is vowing to find the anonymous posters and punish them. The principal said at least Iraqis had the courage to face their targets and not hide behind a Twitter account. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.